everybody. I'm so excited to have you back with us again this week. I have got the most wonderful, wonderful guest this week. This woman has been inspiring me for about 10 years. She's a, and I'm going to say it wrong, naturopathic. All right, I'm going to have her tell us. She's a doctor. Naturopathic, I think it is, doctor. She helps women over 45 find their purpose and their place and their happiness. She has accomplished all kinds of things in her lifetime. She's Reiki master. She's the bomb. And I love this woman. And she is coming to us today from the Bahamas. You can all be jealous now because she's awesome and lives in an awesome place. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring my dear friend, Dr. Angelica Christie on.
Oh, hello, hello, my beautiful friend.
She's like it's Angelica, Karen.
Well, I mean, nobody, few people get it right. Only are those who live in the Bahamas or are European that say Angelica. Okay, so it's Angelica. But in the United States, I hear Angelica, and if they think maybe I'm exotic, they say Angelica.
You are exotic. You are exotic. And that is the honest to goodness truth. Tell us about all the wonderful things that you've done. I went to pull up your reminder and it's like, I've got a whole list of things in my head and I can't picture all of them now. And my reminder didn't come up. So tell us.
Maybe I give you my one true sentence first. It kind of describes who I am. I break rules. I break rules for justice, for freedom, for love, and to be true to myself. And I come from Germany, very old aristocratic family. And since I'm a free spirit, always have been, I broke all kinds of rules. And one of the most unforgiving one was that I fell in love with a man early on. I was only 16, but I thought he was it for the rest of my life. But he was the son of the, almost like Romeo and Juliet, of parents who were in very fierce competition with my parents. So it was a kind of a forbidden relationship. But to make a long story short, we were separated so many times, and I moved, I left home and I moved away 500 miles away in the south of Germany and in Munich. And that's also where I studied. But of course, he visited and I got pregnant. And so I had an I had a love child, okay? Illegitimate, what does that mean, right?
What does that mean? Yeah.
I had a love child. So that was kind of, well, the first, that was a rule that I broke, of course. And it was crazy, but it was amazing for me. I mean, I was only 20 years old, so it changed my life, of course, right away. But it also made me grow up quicker, I believe. And but from the very beginning, when I was born, my father must have been in shock, because everybody in my family has blonde hair and, you know, typical Northern European, German. And so I was born with jet black straight hair and jaundice and slanted eyes. I looked like a Japanese doll.
Oh, wow.
And so, it was crazy. So I already started out, you know, being shocking people.
Rebellious.
Rebellious, yes. But of course, when the black hair fell out, blonde, fine hair grew back in. And all of this with the slanted and with a little bit of the yellowish skin was because I had jaundice. So yeah, it was just, you know, that. And I just realized, oh my God, you see something rebellious. I've I didn't paint one of my fingernails.
I love it. That is rebellious. That is rebellious. I'll tell you.
Oh my goodness, forgot. So it is. And
I've done worse. Trust me on that.
Yeah, I have done worse too. But I'm just noticing it. Oh my goodness. So it's like the cracks, right? We need to love the cracks in our life, the imperfection. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's what makes us either upset or we smile and we take it with lightness and see how life truly is. It isn't perfect. And that's always a lesson. So anyway, from Germany, and I got married and had two more children. That made three German children. And at the age of 33, I think, 33 or 34, I fell in love with the Bahamian man. While my first husband and I, we loved the Bahamas. We came to the Bahamas at least once or twice a year until we bought an apartment in Freeport. That's where I live now. I mean, it's crazy. And not in that apartment, of course. And it was just as if a gigantic fist or hand picked me up and planted me into the Bahamas. When I came back to Germany, even though I was married, still married, I felt like a stranger. I wasn't there anymore. So I it took about a year, another year, but I moved to the Bahamas. I left my first husband, and also I had to leave two children behind. That was very, very painful, because the judge back then, that's a long, long time ago, 50 years or so, he decided that the Bahamas was not the place for young German children to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, but one of that child that I had to leave lives here and has the most exquisite and beautiful restaurant. You know.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. I can't wait to come visit.
Yes. It's called the Stoned Crab Restaurant. It's beautiful. When you Google it in the Bahamas, it's one of the most amazing places, right on the beach. But anyway, so my life was kind of, then I moved to the Bahamas, had two more children, and beautiful. They are a little bit mulatto because my husband is mulatto as well. He is black, but not really black, you know. So they were mixed race in there. And he's an attorney. And so there was another challenge, even though he is my soulmate. But so many women believe that soulmates men who just know what they want and become bliss bunnies, you know? Mm-hmm. And soulmate is not a bliss bunny. The soul calls to you a person who you are compatible with, but you need to both need to learn. So right. The best place to learn is in a relationship. Right?
Yes. Better to learn there than to not learn at all.
Right. Yes. And so with my second husband, we got divorced after a 10-year marriage. I left once more. And because the Bahamas was a very male-oriented country, highly Christian. And since I spent 5 years in the mother house of the Ursuline nuns, Christian, not in the convent, but it was a boarding school where the convent was right next to it.
Right.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
And I got cursed there. I got cursed by Mother Superior that I would never have a decent life and I may as well be a whore. At 10 years, I didn't even know what that meant because on an outing, I was jumped in a bumper car, you know, the bumper car rides. I love those. And I was not supposed to have done that. Be with a young man my age, you know, we had 1 minute of fun of a ride and that ruined my life, according to her. She really cursed me. And so I really turned away from church and from dogma and all of that for a very, very long time. So here I am in a Christian country. We have more churches here than anything else.
Oh, really?
Yes. But even before I came here, or just in the very beginning, I was introduced to Reiki. And Reiki was... today, everybody knows Reiki, but 40 years ago, you know, it was...
Oh, yeah, that was an unknown and woo-woo.
Yes, exactly. But I really fell in love with it because it was so beautiful, so gentle. I mean, I was always spiritual, but mm-hmm. but it really helped me to make even peace with the churches. They have their place. It's not for me to judge, but I'm beyond, you know, dogma. And Christ, the Christ light is universal. It is universal life force energy. It is love. And we have entered since 2012 the area, the age of Aquarius, which is the age of the feminine, the rise of the feminine, and the age of the heart chakra, the love, you know, love is the answer. Whatever arises, love that. And love free what is not appropriate for you in your life anymore. So anyway, make a long story short, I was in the Bahamas, and I'm here for the last, since 78, so it's a long, long, 1978, but I took a 10-year, but I took a 10-year leave, so to speak. I always had a home here, but when I left my husband, of course, we were not together, even though we never really burned the bridges because we had two children. So we did a lot of things together and we didn't hate each other. And actually, after 10 years, we came back together again. We remarried like a fairy tale wedding in Venice, Italy. It was gorgeous. All our children and grandchildren, everybody was there. And now it's forever. It took me about 10 years to really step fully into who I am and was not just Mrs. Branford Christie. You know, I didn't have an identity before. So it was always very, very meaningful, even though rebellious and not to be not understood by most people. But in the end, there was always a purpose in everything, you know, and this is what is so amazing in our lives, in everybody's life, that when you follow your intuition and really know from your heart, you know, there are changes that you have to make because there is just that internal push, you know, and if you don't listen and if you don't go within and figure out what this means and then take the chance and have the courage to change something, then you may stay in a place where you believe that it's safe, but nothing is actually safe.
Yeah.
The only safety is within yourself, right? Within you.
Yeah.
You are safe within you. And you are loved and blessed and cherished by the universe, by God, by your angels, by your masters, teachers, and guides. You know, I mean, you are safe there, but you're not safe because you do anything in particular or need to hang on, even though it's not right for you anymore. You know, so yeah.
Now I like, instead of the term rebellious,
yeah,
I like brave and adventurous.
Yes, brave and adventurous, because life is an adventure. And let me tell you, it goes, and I can say that because up to when I was about 60 or so, I never thought about that I would get old or older, or that life could, you know, that I'm getting closer to the end of my life. I always had that very youthful young spirit within me. And it took a while for me. Only in my 70s, I realized that, you know, life is short, and it doesn't wait for anything. When you have the opportunities, take it. Live your life, really live it. Live it with conscious choice and with joy and with, you know, curiosity. Because as long as we stay curious, which I believe I am, I always stay curious, I always learn, that's an aspect of youth. It's not the outer thing, you know. It's the internal, it's your spirit, it's your inner self, your inner child, your inner, and the millions of or thousands of whatever year lives that you have already lived, you know, the wisdom that you have gathered in as a spiritual being, as a God loved, God like being, spirit, immortal, mm-hmm, in the physical body, in a particular lifetime in which you are for a purpose. Right?
I like that. Now, I know one of the things you do is you help women over 45 with find their journey, find their path, find their way, because a lot of us believe life ends at 45. You know, now I'm an old lady and I can't do anything anymore. And you and I have discussed that before. Yeah. And it's like, nah, life is just beginning then.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. You know, I mean, we wear so many hats, especially we women, right? Because we women have do so much. I mean, if you want to stay single, I don't want to get involved in a relationship, in a, you know, committed relationship, don't want to have children, play it safe, get a job somewhere. But I mean, it may be a very boring life, but it is, some feel that this is, you know, a safe way of not to feel the pain, the heartaches and all of this. But I believe that women, especially after 45, grow into the position where it's now becomes about them, not about their children anymore. There will always be a mother. If you're a mother, you're always a mother. But your children don't really need you in that same way. Now it's the discovery of who you are. Now it's the discovery of, what am I all about? Why am I here? What is the next chapter of my life? And I believe that because we wear so many hats, there is that discovery of your authentic, your true, your unapologetic self. You know, not what you have been told, not what you do, or, you know. So often when I ask my clients, who are you? They said, I am. And then they say, a wife. A mother, you know, then their profession or what they do. That's it. No, who are you? You know, and so we are peeling, just like you peel an onion. You know, we are peeling away all the layers of these learned identities and taken on identities and taking on responsibilities that, bit by bit, they fall away as we get older. And yeah. And so the beautiful thing is really, the most exciting thing is the discovery of yourself, that inner journey.
So yeah. How does one go about discovering themselves?
Well, to just write down, who am I? And then just go deeper and deeper. What does this mean? I'm a wife or whatever. What does this mean? Is this all? Is this who I am? You say, okay, I have emptied my mind now about what that means. So we can tick that off. next? You know, it's kind of, these are all of the layers that we just take away. And then what is, then we come to the internal, you know, that, that the incredible child self, unbound, innocent, full of joy and energy, immortal. Your child self is really the immortal self, I believe. Because it was fearless when you were born, you were fearless first until they made you fearful. Don't touch that, you know, stop doing this, you know.
No, don't.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, no, you think about it. We were fearless. I mean, we crawled, we rolled, we walked, and we crawled and rolled into places of danger, and we walked into places of possible danger.
We didn't say, oh, I can't do it. No, we tried and tried and tried. You know, I mean, can you imagine as a child when you get up and you fall, you say, oh, obviously I can't do that?
Right.
I mean, makes no sense.
Yeah.
We lost, but it's all within us. We still have that. And so what we need to do is we don't have to learn anything. We have to strip away stuff.
Right. Well, and it's like I tell people, and I've got up their accomplishments when you look at my name and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Karen Parkins, host, international speaker, best-selling author, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's not who I am. Those are things I just happen to have accomplished.
Yes, exactly.
I have
a long list of those things too. And this is not who I am. Even though in today's world still, but I think we are slowly moving out of it. And it started when your story became more important than listing your accomplishments. You know, so we're slowly moving away from there. But it's still... You know, it still seems to be easier to be acknowledged if you have the whatever, the certificates and the, you know, the doctors and the whatever and what you have accomplished and gotten the awards and the accolades and have this and have your own show and have, you know, speaking on international stages and have published books and all of this. I mean, then it comes to a point with what else? What now? Did that change me? Yes, it gave me a lot of experiences. And hopefully I have grown in exponentially in different areas, also in my understanding of who I am and my capacity to love, my capacity to embrace others, to really understand that we are here not just for our own enjoyment, even though that's number one, but also to leave a legacy, to make the place that we leave a better place, right?
Yeah, my little sister used to say, an inheritance is what you leave for people. A legacy is what you leave in people. And I like that because that makes a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Write this down. I think this is.
Yeah. Hey, Jace, go to comments and write that down for me.
Yeah.
my executive assistant is like, go in there. In fact, here, I can get close to my computer. I'll write it down. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
She used to say that all the time. And I can't spell. I have many talents. Spelling is not one of them.
Me neither.
I figure that's what spell check and editing is for.
But then spell check really can irritate you because it just is in no, not this, and then you miss it, and then it's wrong. No, that's not how it's spelled, you know. Because people's name it just has a certain capacity, and when that's outside, you know, then it just correct something that you did not meant to be corrected.
Well, and you think about it, how many words have different meanings?
Yeah.
Or different spellings. And, you know, and they put the wrong spell. Yeah, it's like, oh my goodness.
And, you know, in the Bahamas, we have the English version of English, the British version of English, not the American. So, you know, everything is spelled a little bit differently, like R-E, like center R-E, not mm-hmm. R. And so many other things, you know, are spelled differently. But so my spell check goes back and forth because some documents, they have to be spelled American English. And so I have to spell. So it's an adventure.
You know what? I get confused sometimes because I've traveled all over the world and lived in so many different places that sometimes it's spelled American, sometimes it's spelled from the motherland. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Who knows? But figure it out.
So when you say from the motherland, what is the motherland for you?
Oh, the motherland, I just say for English, is from England. The England English.
Where it came from. That's true.
Yeah.
It's the motherland.
England English is, yeah. Well, they call it the motherland, but you know, it could be anywhere.
Yeah. Funny because in Germany, we call our native Germany, it's not our motherland, it's our fatherland. Isn't that strange? So in Germany, it's called your country is called the fatherland.
Oh, now that is very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard that before, but that doesn't mean anything other than I hadn't heard it before.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. And I talk about us as we get older because you and I are over 45, barely, but
totally young inside.
You know what? I forget I'm 61. And there are days that I wake up and it's like, you know, some days I'm 12 and some days I'm 30 and, you know, it depends.
Yeah.
But I get to interact a lot with young girls. And to me, anyone under the age of 30 is a young girl. But these young girls are in their 20s, early 20s. And as we talk about things that were just, we were raised with and common stories and common quotes, they have no idea what you're talking about. They're not things that they have listened to,
yes,
and heard.
Yeah.
And so it's been very interesting because I've had the opportunity to retell a lot of old stories and a lot of, you know, like my Karenisms on Monday this week, I talked about crabs in the bucket and they just went,
what's that?
What does that mean? What's a crab in the bucket? And it's like, you know, crabs will pull each other down. So if you have more than one crab in the bucket, you don't need to put a lid on it. And they went, never, ever heard of that. And a lot of people our age haven't heard of it either. I know. But it's just interesting to me. Things that I know, I assume everybody else knows.
Yes.
Things that I've learned from my journeys, I assume everybody else has learned.
Yeah. So sometimes we forget, I mean, especially I'm much older than you are, the changes, the different decades that I lived through were nothing what we have today existed, but everything was... We were living beautifully, you know. We didn't have seatbelts, but we didn't die.
And we drank out of hoses and we lived.
Yes. When I think about the freedom of life was much more lived in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. But then, you know, it started to... Everything became dangerous, so I don't know. It's the world. But then look what we have today, how we can connect. That wouldn't have been possible Technology has given us so many gifts.
Right.
And if we use them, like everything in life, you know, you can abuse it or you can use it purposefully and mindfully, and have tremendous profits or enjoyment from it. I mean, profits for those who do business, enjoyment for those, for a family to come together that live in different parts of the world, you know?
Yeah. You're right. And things that we couldn't do. I had one of the young ladies were here this morning and was sending a package to her mother. Now, I'm not saying this is true for everyone because I don't know. Uh-huh. But we don't send a lot of things anymore. We order them, but we don't send them. You know, yeah. Amazon and I are best friends. They just don't know it.
Yes. Me too, because, you know, nobody, if I receive something, I need to pick it up anyway. Well, it needs to be brought into this country, into the Bahamas. And once it's here, I have no desire to send it back because it's much
too difficult.
It's
the same way.
But in the States, they do this all the time. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here in Ecuador, we can't either. But this gal is from the States, and she didn't know how to put an address on an envelope because she never mailed anything. And anything she ever had to mail was already filled out, and it was like, just put it in the envelope and go, so didn't pay attention to it. And I'm not mocking her. Please don't hear that. It hit me how far technology has come, because when I was that age, we wrote letters to everybody. That's how you connected with them. I mean, you didn't call people in the Bahamas from the States because it was just unheard of and too expensive.
15 minutes cost you at least, 1 minute, the first 3 minutes. No, I get it right. The first 3 minutes were $15. Can you believe that?
Yeah. And that was back then.
Yeah.
And so you mailed letters and you sent letters to everybody. So,
but what I miss? I miss getting letters.
Yeah, me too.
Handwritten letters. I mean, I have them from my parents and I'm glad I kept, some of them, but going to my post box, we still have post boxes in the Bahamas here. We don't have post delivered unless it comes through Federal Express or the other,
But we don't even have post box.
We go to the post office and we have our post box there and look into it. And sometimes I don't go there for months because I don't really expect anything to arrive there anymore, which is the truth.
Well, you know what? I'd like to make that challenge to everybody.
Okay.
Send somebody a love letter. Physically write a love letter to them. A friendship love, a romantic love, hey, you're a good, friend or sibling love.
Yeah.
But send somebody, just one person. I mean, I'd like if you did more, but send one person a love letter to say,
thank you for being in my life. Yes, it's so much joy to receive. I remember receiving cards and letters, and it's so different from opening your phone or computer and you get an e-card or so. It's nice too,
Those are nice,
fancy and moving and songs and all of that. But to actually receive something that somebody wrote and licked, sealed the envelope and mailed to you, it's so nostalgic, when we think about this today.
Well, and touching something that's tangible and then opening it.
Yes, yes.
It's a whole different concept. You've given us an overview of your journey, but I'd like you to pick one event in life or one really profound journey that you would say has helped you the most in your spirituality and in your code for mature women and in helping people. So if you were to pick one really standout journey, what would it be?
Well, it may have been an event that, because as I said, I left my husband, Bahamian husband. I was divorced, we were divorced for 10 years and for a particular purpose. And then when I came back, there were certain things that did not change, you know, and one of them were that he still considered me being, first of all, his wife and taking care of his needs first. Mm-hmm. And also very protective, saying, I still don't understand, you don't have to work, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing the other thing? Don't you think it's, and this was, at that time, I was over 65. And so all of a sudden, I thought, oh my God, you know, here it's, he changed on the outside, but not really very much on the inside. And at that time, this was in 2017, 18, I really wanted to bring my gift into the world in a bigger way. I wanted to speak on international stages in the United States. And I never forget that evening when it went through my head, how am I going to tell him this? Because that means travel. It also meant spending more money because as you know, when you travel internationally and speak on mm-hmm. international stages, it all costs money, right? And so I told him that this is what I wanted to do. And he said, you want what? They said, don't you know how dangerous it is out there, traveling by yourself and doing this, blah, 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 all of this. And so in the past, maybe I would have said, well, you know, get a little bit of that. But I put my heart into my brain and into my willpower. I had that desire going through all of my chakras. They said, this is what is happening. This is what I'm doing. And I did. And for a whole year, I had amazing experiences. And in the end, you know, it helped him to grow because he understood, he saw how it improved me as a person as well in my self-confidence and the experiences were so amazing because, I mean, I was on stages like Carnegie Hall and in West Point and in Rockefeller Center up at The Rock and Harvard Business Club in Boston. I mean, and I met celebrities and I just really stepped out of the island life into the big, you know, into a abundant big world of business and entertainment and all of this. And it was beautiful. And then 2020 came and COVID came and it was all finished. And yet that full year of all of the experiences, really gave me the confidence, and also I understood so many other things better, you know. So it profits my clients now because I incorporate many of these things that I have experienced and how to be fearless and how to be confident and align with who you really are, not because others say this is how you have to do it. No, how are you? because who you are is different from anybody and everybody else. And I mean, all of the teachings are continuing because COVID came. I had COVID quite badly. I was really out of business for a whole year. And when I went back in, I listened to everybody else in the marketing world again. And I, but it didn't feel right with me, but I pushed that away and I did what they said I needed to do. And I had a stroke. Not a bad one, a TIA, but I had a stroke. So God again, the universe again told me, what are you doing? And I actually gave a whole talk about this breakthrough at a summit, and also I think, but anyway, it doesn't matter where I talked about the alignment of your inner self, of what you, who you are, what you stand for, with what you do on the outside. So if that is not in alignment, it stresses you so much it can kill you, you know. Yeah. But it's also not what you're supposed to do, and that was very, very clear. But again, it's a journey, because from that I discovered Kathy Taccheroni and the Golden Life Community, and I spent almost a year there being part of the team to create this incredible, beautiful platform of the for women 55 and over, especially yeah. those who are lonely, divorced, widowed, you know, not exclusively, but for a lot of these women who feel so on the back burner or forgotten, or, you know. So I did this for a year, until just a month ago, less than a month ago, I realized that this is not where I need to be. I did this. I got a tremendous amount of experience, and I gave all of me to this. So they received a lot of value from it. But now I am at a point where I want to pick the women that I want to work with.
I love that. I'm going to show your YouTube channel, because I want these ladies in to go out and watch some of your shows.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and I am also, I have this, the Win-Win Women. I'm part of that, and I will keep that for the last 2.5 years. I have a show like you have every mine is every Saturday, and you were on my show, right? We were.
Yeah, was on it.
Yes, and this is for women 45 and over, your radiant life after 45. And I never forget when you told me what your life became so amazing after, and it was all after 45, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, I had an amazing life before then, but after 45 is when all of the really crazy stuff happened and that shaped who I am now.
Yes.
And I love hearing the things that have gone on in your life that's helped shape you. Mm-hmm. But I do want to follow back up on and ask, the being true to your inner self by doing the things that outer that match the inner.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit more. I know you did a whole presentation on it, and we only have, you know, limited time, a few minutes, but tell us more about that, because I know there are a lot of people, men and women out there, who are not in alignment.
Yes.
They're not listening to their soul. They're not listening to their heart.
What really then happens is it's painful. Your body, we are energy. And so our internal energy is represented in how your body creates the outer, right? Mm-hmm. So this is why when you're under a lot of stress, or you poison yourself with junk food and all of this, it not only is your energy low and you may be miserable, but your cells can't breathe. They can't get what they need to feel, to replicate themselves, you know, constantly in the best way, to keep your organs and everything happy and healthy. And so it is so important. And when you are in out of alignment with whatever you do on the outside, you can say, oh, I'm highly spiritual and this is what I believe and all of this. But in your outer life, it doesn't reflect that. Mm-hmm. You're actually in tremendous amount of not only disharmony. What is the strongest word? You're in pain. You're in a friction pain. You are in a crazy distress without you actually knowing it, you know, because it doesn't, your body cannot talk to you, you know, but your body does talk to you in all of these little things. Like, I mean, you did this incredible healing for me of emotional release, right? And because we accumulate these things, and they, if we don't have a way of releasing them, correcting or finding somebody like you, or somebody who can help you to release this and come into balance and in harmony, you're always in stress. You cannot be who you truly are because you're not, you know, you're not grounded in who you are, which means that the slightest thing can just knock you off center anyway.
That's where they need to find someone like you to help them get in alignment.
Yes.
And give myself a shameless plug. We have the retreat October 12th through 19th.
Yes.
The Power
yes.
of You. In fact, I'm going to just put up the ticker on that, maybe. The Power of You retreat.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over what the soul wants and needs at that time and get you into alignment.
Yes.
But I still, even with that, oh, and if you're listening to this show, I have to put this up. If you're listening to this show, put in code AC500 for Angelica Christie, and you'll get $500 off of the the retreat. Because
oh my
you're
God.
Awesome.
Yeah, please.
So
use
AC500. So that's a gift that she's given you. And then you want to go to the retreat. So now that I've done my shameless plug, let's put your radiant life back up. we all do things for each other. And that's important, is it, that we find someone like you that can help us get in alignment. And if it's not you, to do that internal meditation, to do whatever it takes to figure out, well, like you said before, who you are.
Yes. You know, Karen, you know that even you and I mean, we have done so much and we are at the top of our abilities to coach and to mentor. And yet we still have our coaches and mentors because we have blind spots. We don't, for example, if somebody comes to me, I can see better what their advantage points are.
Yeah.
Then they may not see it, you know, because they are so used to knowing what they have been done, because we are usually always doing the same things, you know.
Well, and I laugh. I tell people never trust a coach that doesn't have a coach, because it is continuous. Boy, I can't talk right now. Continuous growth and learning.
Yes.
And even the things we already know and the things we already teach. I mean, have you ever heard the saying, do as I say, not as I do? Or, I've taught you what to do, but don't watch what I'm doing, because right now I'm not doing what I know I should be doing. I've forgotten. And a coach helps keep you in alignment. And that's always a good thing to have. And you know what? Different strokes for different folks. Different people are good coaches for you.
Yes.
And but I think strongly everyone should have a coach.
Yes. And it's so amazing how it makes so much sense, because I always like to bring a little logic in there as well. If you have somebody who sees this and can help you with this, then your life is easier, becomes more, it gets into a different kind of flow. So you're not always hitting, you're not stumbling and hitting the walls or the big boulders or the little stones that hurt just as much, when you step on them. you have help, and we need each other anyway, right?
We need each other. You're not alone. We need each other. And you're not alone. You feel like somebody's on the journey with you, and you feel support. And that's what it's all about. We're all on a journey. Are we on the journey we want to be on? Right. Are we on the path we want to be on? And who can help us stay on that path, or get on that path, or guide us to that path?
Yes.
And, can we do it on our own? Oh, absolutely. Is it easy? Oh, absolutely not.
No. Lots of things.
it takes some doing.
Yeah. And, so much is available online, on YouTube, in books. But, and it's wonderful. And yet, this is not how you really assimilate and learn, because it's, you need somebody else to, it's beautiful if you have a circle of friends where you learn and study something together. And that's usually led by a coach as well, who you can ask questions,
Yeah. Well, and just see things from a different point of view. Hear things from a different point of view. And you'd already said that. Coaches can see things from a different angle that we just, we're in the trenches. We can't see what's going on around us. And
they don't have an agenda like your family may have, Your family is usually not the best place to go. There are always exceptions. But they see you the way you have been in the past, and they don't really want you to change. They would maybe be, but they feel they're too afraid that maybe something could happen to you, or, all of these things. So they have an agenda. And a coach is only there for you to guide you the best way possible, and not have coaches don't have agendas. I mean, we need to do them, yes, but that's it. That's all.
I love that.
Agenda.
If you were to give advice for people on their journey, what advice would you give?
I would say take time, make pauses. We are so busy in our lives today. If you want to set your device on once every hour or three times a day, to just pause, if it's for a couple of minutes or if it's for more, that's great. Just pause. Empty your mind, let everything turn out, breathe, keep your body still as well, because sometimes, everything is always in movement. So bring that stillness into your body and just be curious, open yourself up and see what happens. And if you make an agreement with the universe to do that on a regular basis, the universe will know, okay, be deliver, be ready, be open to receive. And, I think one of the most important thing is that we get so busy with everything that we are exhausted from all of it, even if it's good stuff. But we need, our bodies need pauses. Just like if you want a muscular body, yes, you do the training. You don't need hours and hours. You can do 15 minutes a day, but the recovery is just as important as the exercise, because that's when the muscle grows, right? And so the mental or spiritual or emotional pause is really when the brain has the ability and your heart to throw out what it doesn't want and make sense of what it has received. And so you profit from that more than anything else, pausing.
I love that. Pause.
For some reason, you pause. Just...
Okay, let's all pause.
Pause, yeah.
Yep. And I my stuff went dark for a second. I paused and my computer went down.
you froze for a moment. But I think it happened, yeah. It happened with me before because I think I lost Wi-Fi for just a couple of seconds, but I came back.
Yeah.
Earlier. Yeah. Technology.
Technology. Well, I think it was the universe telling me I need to pause more often.
Yes, right.
The universe is telling me, and it has to tell me through technology because I tend to sit at my computer all day long between my coaching clients and stuff that I'm doing online. And so got to get away from the computer and pause.
Yeah.
Get the universe
out into nature. Put your feet onto the ground. Take in the energies from Gaia, from Mother Earth. And I think I showed you before, I have the ocean here. And before I came in and had my shower, I had a beautiful walk on the on the beach.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yes. And you do have a beautiful beach there and a beautiful home and a beautiful heart. And your heart is what's the most important.
Yes.
And I have learned so much from you. And we talked a little while ago and I told you that you were a mentor silently to me without you knowing it, that I watched you. I stalked you.
Yes.
I stalked you. I watched you from afar, even though we saw each other at events regularly and we talked periodically. I watched you from afar and I learned so much and improved my life. Through you and watching what you were doing. And yet I didn't know any struggles or things that were going on. What I saw was your heart and what you were giving to other people, not to what was going on to you. And that says a lot about a person when they can have things going on around them and to them. And those things happen to all of us, but they can stay true to their heart. And they can still share that heart and that love with others. So thank you for doing that for me.
And thank you for bringing this up because the heart is really this is where it all comes from. And that's where we feel love, you know. And yet what I feel today is on this world that we are moving forward into is that the heart becomes our brain. The heart is becomes the thinking part because the heart has always had a much larger field of radiance and energy field than the brain. The heart always has informed the brain, but we have always thought of the brain as being where everything of thoughts and everything comes from. It's actually the heart. So. Yeah, and that's happiness code for mature women. This is after I left the Golden Life community. This is what I'm focusing on now because there are particular special codes that I've found have helped me in my life to unlock happiness in different areas of life. Since I'm a naturopathic doctor, you know, in health, in relationship, I'm a relationship coach too, in spirituality. And, you know, and so it all comes together.
We'll have to have you back on another time and go over some of those codes. Seriously, those codes are important for everybody to have. And I would love to have you back. We'll get together and we'll schedule that for another time. But those codes are, And again, we're at the top of the hour, so I'm going to just thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And what you remind me of is that love is the language the deaf can hear and the blind can read.
That is
what you remind me of. Love is that language, and you share that language with everyone.
I receive it from you too. Thank you.
Because
you are that love as well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being on. I'm going to remind everybody again next week at 12 noon Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, 11 Mountain, 10 Pacific. Okay. I went through most of the Western Hemisphere. We're on again next week, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, and have another guest. We're going to have a lot of good times and fun. And Mondays, I have Karenisms, same time on Mondays, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And I just talk about things that are on my mind, and it's open live for comments and for people to ask questions and share things. Elsewise, I just have a lot of fun and just talk about what's on my mind. And so Karenisms on Monday, Power Surge on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you all again. And don't forget to come to my retreat in October.
Yes.
That being said, I love you all, and I'm going to say ciao for now.